Hello and welcome to the Amaze podcast. We've been talking to small business owners about their businesses and how they're managing through this difficult time. How have they changed their businesses and what are the challenges with their current banking? Amaze was launched in March 2020 to make banking and bookkeeping easier for small businesses. Please check out our features if you recognise the problems talked about. Today I'm talking to Amanda Frost of Yoga and Pilates Hampshire, and she's got a really interesting story about how she changed her business in a matter of hours from its old business process to a new one. So hello Amanda, how are you?
Hello Jake, thank you for that lovely intro.
Tell me first a little bit of background about yourself and what is the business?
So firstly, I'm a yoga and Pilates instructor. So I have a small business based in Kingsley in Hampshire, and I have been doing that for the last 3 years. Previous to that, I was the on-site yoga and Pilates instructor for several blue chip companies, including Google, Time Warner, and AOL. I have trained all sorts of people from blue chip company CEOs, financial officers, right down to stay-at-home mums.
So following that, you decided to set up your own business in Hampshire. So take me through what happened then.
So my husband and I moved out to Hampshire and we bought a place, settled in, and I sort of saw that there wasn't an awful lot going on in terms of organised exercise. So I set up my classes really for mums to come and exercise. Then more recently, I got offered a contract in a big private health club where, I was running my own business, but it was just on a slightly bigger scale with a slightly more grand setting, as it were. So March the 16th was the day that the manager sent me an email saying, we're closing because of the announcement from the Prime Minister and the government has instructed us to close. Overnight, everything shut down. So my whole business, bang, done. My options were take universal credit, all my work's gone. In effect, I'm unemployed. Or because I was very lucky in that I had my own mailing list and I had my own client base, I had a core of people. I sent an email on the mailing list just saying, look, this is the situation, guys. We can't meet because we no longer have a venue. In the interim, I'm trying to sort out a service that I can offer you. So I'll be in touch and I'll let you know what services I can offer you. Put my head down, figured it all out. Right, so we can do this through Zoom. How can we do that? You can actually see everybody exercising. It's very, very cool in their own front room. So I could still provide the same service that I was providing in a class. I can see into their house and I can offer them corrections. So we pretty much got classes up and running within a few days. Tried a couple of classes the first week. Within the second week, a full timetable was up and running. You know, it was just a really sort of like trial and error process. Do you know what? I can see people better, you know, right onto them. Whereas if they're standing in a class, maybe they're standing behind someone and you can't quite see them as well. I tried to keep what I was doing going, but sort of just transfer it to online, which wasn't easy because obviously you've got the technology barrier. We've introduced live streaming options now that people can just watch the class and join in at home. So if people were struggling a bit and they couldn't quite afford the normal class price, there was a cheaper option for them. Probably about a quarter of my business has transferred over, and I've actually picked up local people who've heard about doing the classes, and they're so grateful. They're like, oh, I can't do it with my normal Pilates teacher, but it's so great that you're doing this. Thank you so much. So there's been a lot of positivity as well to keep me going, which is great.
You said trial and error, but I think you've actually managed to nail a sort of transition from being a very analog business to being a very digital business in one step. So you've managed to overcome a lot of the problems that people have about making this transition. So congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you.
No, I think it's an amazing story and actually is a great case study for how a business, a person-to-person business like yours, can transition to where it is now. If you think about the expenses that you would have incurred if you were doing this as a physical event, would you say that the business is now more profitable doing it in this fashion?
In terms of expenses, outgoings have come down significantly. because obviously my rent for my facilities, this was my main expense. That's been absolutely great not to have that rent, especially sort of starting up. I have had a little bit more expenses in terms of the Zoom webinar that I pay for. So there's the platform that I'm using. I'm paying for that, which is something I wouldn't have had if in person. I'm actually probably making the same amount at the moment because my numbers have dropped a little bit from the in-person classes. They are increasing every week. They're almost doubling every week. Like you said, it's a psychological thing. I think a lot of people at the beginning were just trying to keep up. Then they were in a little bit of denial. Oh, things will be back to normal in a couple of weeks. And then once they're realizing, well, actually, this could be quite a long-term thing that we're separated from each other and in our own homes. Now people are coming around and a lot of people are coming back and saying, oh, yes, I'd like to join up, please. So I'm just trying to be as fluid and as flexible as possible with it. The expenses are definitely a lot less being digital. And the physical work of setup and lugging equipment is obviously a lot less for me. So actually, I feel like I'm freed up to do more consecutive classes, things like that.
Suddenly you've gone from being the Hampshire yoga and Pilates instructor to obviously you've now got a global audience. I mean, are you finding that people are joining you from further afield?
As words spread, I'm getting further afield. I mean, it is quite a big jump, obviously. Now I have the potential to broadcast to anyone. And in that, I think I'm just sticking with who I am. I am a in my 40s mum living in Hampshire. And if people relate to that, then I think they will buy my classes. I'm not trying to compete with 25-year-old blondes in LA because that's not me. That's not who I am. I'm fairly real. I'm fairly down to earth. The language that I use is hopefully fairly accessible for people. I'm kind of that's who I'm used to talking to, and that's my audience. So I think my audience will be the same, but just on a bigger scale. And I can only see that as a positive. And as the numbers climb, you know, really quite rapidly, you can see that as people's psyche changes, they are starting to look for these options.
Last things I wanted to ask you was, in terms of how people are paying for it, I mean, is that changed? I mean, obviously now you're not taking cash from anybody. So how are you handling that?
Well, luckily, I was fairly organized before this all happened. I had an online booking system that people would pay me through credit card or PayPal. So that just stayed the same. I mean, there are options. You can actually, there's some platforms that where you do the video webinars that will take payment. But I just integrated it with my current booking system now. So I use a booking system, which is for fitness instructors.
Once the lockdown order has been lifted, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Yes.
How will that affect the difference between your online and your in real life classes? Will they coexist from now on, do you think?
I think that largely depends on how long we're in lockdown for. I know for some people it's not going to be the same, you know, and they're going to want to go back to regular classes. And that's something that I would definitely like to offer people in the future. I would say that I would definitely will stick with the online because it is really exciting and it's great for me to learn new things. I think it's great for people that can't get to a class. I mean, there's all these people that are stuck at home for whatever reason, you know, and yoga and Pilates is something that's very easy to do in your house. So it's very suited to home exercise. So I would like to continue to offer both.
The COVID lockdown has opened up new vistas of opportunity for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And do you know what? It's been really helpful and encouraging that at a time like this to have something to do, you know, because when you've had all your everyday, day-to-day activities taken away, sure, I know a lot of people have their children at home, but you still, you know, as a intelligent person, you want to be doing something, don't you, with yourself. And I think if you're one of those people that likes to work with people, you like to help people, it's great to feel like, well, I'm keeping people going. It's a way of having, I'm trying to be very relaxed with people, upbeat, talk about breathing and how that's helping us. You know, there is ways to help.
If you had one piece of advice right now for somebody in a similar situation with a small business right now, what would it be?
What have you got to lose? Give it a go. Who knows? You know, you may well find you have a whole new business that you can continue doing after the lockdown.
Amanda, that's been an absolutely wonderful conversation. Where do people find you?
So my website is www.yogapilateshampshire.com.
Amanda, it's been lovely talking to you. So that's Amanda Frost from Yoga and Pilates Hampshire, or in fact, Yoga and Pilates Global. I think we can probably say now, eh, Amanda?
Brilliant. Love it.
Thank you very much, Amanda. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more podcasts like this, please go to www.amaze.com. And don't forget to like and share this podcast.